The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
So we got a lot of stuff to talk about this evening. I had mentioned a video clip at the beginning of the show, and or earlier on in the show, and we hadn't gotten to play it yet, so I want to jump into that here. It's from WNYT New York. It's News Channel 13 out of Albany. Actually got a link to this from somebody who recently moved to New Hampshire from Albany, and he was just kind of reflecting on how bad things are in New York compared to here in New Hampshire, where it's a lot more free. And one of the things you can definitely do in New Hampshire is stand outside of a jail and record video. I've never had a problem with that. I've recorded video of multiple jails in New Hampshire, and it hasn't been an issue. But in New York, things are a little bit different. Even if you're a professional news crew. Now, normally when you're a pro news crew, you get the big camera, you know, the humongous kind of news crew pro camera.
Yep.
Usually there's like a logo of the news agency that's on the side
news
of the camera.
Team 9!
Yeah, you usually know what you're dealing with. And so this guy, this cop, that I don't mean, cop's not even the right word. He's a corrections officer who comes up to harass this news crew from News Channel 13. I don't know if he knew who he was dealing with. Maybe he did, and he just didn't care. And, you know, he was in authoritarian mode, and he just wanted to flex his authority and prove these guys that he's in charge of this mountain, wherever it was they were. Grant Cottage is where it was, where Ulysses S. Grant spent his final days. Here's the audio report.
Channel 13 crew was threatened with arrest today. It happened as they were working on a story about the historic cottage in Wilton where President Ulysses S. Grant spent his final days.
Grant's cottage is located on Mount McGregor near the now closed correctional facility. Corrections employees who are still working at the empty prison made every attempt to stop Mark Mulholland from doing his job. And Mark shows us what happened now live from our Saratoga News.
We're going to get to that here. But just remember, this is a closed prison. So no prisoners are there, presumably.
Not even open to the public?
Right. Presumably it will no longer be open. Well, there's nobody there. I mean, only the workers are there for some reason. It must have been recently closed. But even if somebody were to make the argument that this is a national place, we need to have protection, there's terrorism out there, we can't have people taking pictures of prisons, this isn't even an operating facility.
I think it's more so a historical landmark that they're trying
to
protect. Maybe.
No.
If that's where Ulysses S. Grant spent
No, not the prison. So
just
you've
the
got
area?
There's the Grant Cottage, which is on the same Mount McGregor. So the plot of land is kind of in the same vicinity, basically, but the prison is not Grant Cottage. So the news crew was there to shoot a story about this cottage. It's not exactly a news story, but it's one of those little filler stories that they'd put in to fill some time.
Somebody wants to do something with this cottage, we're going to go get some B-roll.
I don't know. It just might. Actually, it was there. They were there to shoot a reenactment of something. So it's just kind of, you know, one of those little nicey stories that they were doing. And so when they were setting up their shot, one of their new, you know, kind of shots with the news anchor guy talking to the camera, the prison was in the background, and that's what brought the corrections officers out.
Well, good evening, Jim and Benita. In more than 20 years in the business, I've rarely encountered anything quite like this. We were doing a story on Grant's cottage, but some corrections employees made their actions the story. Grant's cottage is located at the top of Mount McGregor. Just yesterday was the 129th anniversary of the death here of President Ulysses S. Grant. We shot some of the reenactment Wednesday and were assigned to go back there today to get some additional shots. We were doing a piece on camera in the shadows of the empty Mount McGregor prison when a car comes speeding toward us.
Oh, hey, someone's going fast. Watch your back.
This... this car does really come barreling up behind this guy.
I thought for sure he was going to get hit.
Yeah, and it looks like he's going straight towards or very near in a trajectory towards where this news anchor is standing. And that's why you hear the cameraman go, whoa, there's a guy coming up behind you. Look out.
That's very intimidating.
So this dude screeches up.
This is the exchange photographer Matt Soriano and I had with a man who identified himself as a corrections lieutenant.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Don't film me.
We're doing a story about Grant's Cottage.
Doesn't matter. You're on state property right now. You can't film here. You got to get permission through Albany to film.
Okay, we can go shoot it from Grant's Cottage then.
No, you're not up here for that. You're up here for different purposes.
We're doing a...
Whoa, he's got them figured out already.
Accusations from the get-go.
That's right. You are not here for that, are you? You're here for different purposes. You know how I can tell, buddy? Because you're shooting our prison.
But
only
how does
a terrorist
that make a difference?
Would do that. Because only a terrorist would do that, Ellen.
Yeah.
They're filming. It's nothing to do with the prison, I'm sure. Like, I don't even know how
nothing at all.
How can he assume this? It's just they're filming. It's not as if they're causing an uprising. They're not damaging anyone's territory.
His LIDAR is working very well. He knows when you're lying because he is the state.
But even before they lied, he came speeding up. What are they doing wrong? I mean, maybe
they're on state property.
But
and they don't have papers. He knows they don't have papers because he's got the database of who has papers and their name wasn't in it.
Look, you just need to go through Albany, okay? And so this bureaucrat keeps passing the buck off to, hey, you need to get permission from somebody in Albany. Who you talk to in Albany, I don't know. There's probably a lot of bureaucrats in Albany. It's the state capital. But anyway, the reporter, to his credit, he is pretty steadfast on what he wants to do. On the other hand, the reporter also is, you know, he's willing to back down. He's willing to give some ground to this officer. And he doesn't ask some of the questions I might like to hear asked. Like when the corrections officer makes the statement that he knows why he's there. I would have wanted to know, how do you know that exactly? Where's your intel coming from? What is it that you are alleging, sir? What are you alleging I am here to do exactly? And then just be quiet and let him speak. But he doesn't do that. The reporter instead is just kind of slowly backing away. And, you know, he obviously doesn't want to get arrested. And I can't blame somebody for that.
Sorry, on Grant's Cottage as it relates
to the
prison.
Well, you'll have to take that through Albany.
No, we'll just go back to Grant's Cottage. Shoot.
No, you're going
to
leave the mountain now.
No, we're going to go to Grant's Cottage.
No, you're not.
You're rolling, right?
Yeah.
You're telling us we can't visit a historic site?
No, you're not. You're going to have to run that through Albany.
No, we don't run through Albany whether we visit a historic
site.
You're
on grounds right now.
Well, we'll go to the historic site.
You can go up there. You can't film.
Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. What's your name?
Lieutenant Dorn.
Lieutenant what, Dorn? What's your first name?
It's Lieutenant Dorn.
Oh, they
My
love
first
that.
Name is Lieutenant.
Yeah, they love that one, man. What's your name? Officer. That's usually the answer. Sometimes that's what you'll get from it. If you ask a cop their name, they'll tell you their name's Officer. It's a real smart-ass way to answer that question.
Yeah.
Aren't they required to identify themselves?
Most of the time, yeah.
And by saying Lieutenant, he did technically identify himself.
Right, because you could pull the police roster and you could find out who Lieutenant
right.
Dorn is and get his first name from that. I remember there was a time I was in Palmer, Massachusetts, recording video of a police officer who was observing some of the activists from afar. I went over to confront that officer and demand to know what his name was, and all he would give me was a number. Because apparently they are not obligated to identify themselves by name.
Oh, yeah, and didn't you then call up his supervisor and they told you, yeah, he's officer number one?
Yes. Yeah. So continuing here with the video.
Look, I'm not going to go around with you on this. You're going to leave the property.
We will. We'll go up to the historic site.
You cannot film up there.
We will go to the historic site in Georgia.
Now, that I appreciate. I appreciate the defiance of the news photography. He knows his rights. He's willing to back down a little bit from he's leaving the area. They're packing the camera up. They're leaving the direct view of the jail, and they're now going back down to wherever they were before.
You can't film up there. Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we're going to do our job, buddy. Thanks.
You know what? Jeff, make sure they don't go up the protocol safely. Have them removed.
Have us removed from a historic site, sir? So we proceeded to make our way closer to Grant's Cottage, but another corrections employee parked his car across the road, denying and blocking our access to the historic site.
They're in the car, now trying to go back down to this historic site, which is purportedly open to the public. This is a news crew, and a corrections officer's just sitting in the middle of the road.
That's got to be out of spite.
That's disorderly conduct if any of you and I do it. If you get out in the road and you block traffic and you don't move, that's disorderly. That's the definition of disorderly conduct.
Technically, they're not policemen, are they?
Corrections officers are part of law enforcement, but they're not policemen. There's more coming up here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. There's more of the video coming up.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous three-quarter inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot, or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of the audio coming up. From ridiculous story out of Albany, New York, or out of the Albany area, the Grant Cottage in Wilton, which is where Ulysses S. Grant spent his final days. That's where a news crew from News Channel 13 was headed to, or they had actually gone there one day. They were going back the next day to shoot some more B-roll and get some other footage for a package they were putting together. One of those kind of nicey, cutesy packages about, oh, say, look, here's people doing a reenactment. So, like, not really news. But I guess it is news technically because reenactments don't happen.
129th anniversary of somebody's death. Is it really news?
Nah, not really. So anyway, that's why they were there. They were recording video of the anchor saying stuff to the camera. And in the background, there was a jail that had been closed down or was no longer an active jail. But apparently there was still some staff there. They noticed the camera crew and one guy comes down, a lieutenant from the jail comes down, basically speeds up and, like, screeches his car to a halt right behind the news crew, almost hitting them. He then piles out of the car and threatens the news crew with arrest if they don't leave the entire mountain. He says they can't go. The news guy says they're going to just go back down to the Ulysses Grant Cottage and continue filming there. And he says, no, you're not. You're going to leave the entire mountain because this is state property. You're not allowed to go down there. And he was like, well, yeah, we are. We're allowed. This is a free speech, you know.
You'll go to Somalia.
Yeah, so they're starting to pack up. They're leaving to go back down there, even though this guy's telling them they can't go back down there. The news crew is defiant enough to basically say, screw you, we're going to go where we want. And at the very least, they were leaving the area where the offense of recording video of the jail happened. So they didn't stand their ground completely. But at the very least, they did not retreat off the entire mountain. We're going to continue the video here, but I also want to remind you about how to get some modafinil from modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil at modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency so you enjoy significant results, and that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net, by the way, going to give you a discount for paying with Bitcoin. You pay with Bitcoin, you get 33% off, and you can use code FTL. Whether or not you use the Bitcoin, you can use code FTL, and you get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget code FTL at modup.net for modafinil. That's modup.net. As we continue here, the ridiculous video from News Channel 13 out of Albany, where the crew here that has been shooting footage outside of the jail has been threatened, and then at this point they get in their car with the intention of going down the mount a little bit to get back to the Ulysses Grant Cottage to shoot some more footage down there. Well, turns out they can't go to where they were hoping to go because one of the corrections officers has blocked their path.
Way closer to Grant's cottage, but another corrections employee parked his car across the road, denying and blocking our access to the historic site.
So we're trying to get to Grant's cottage, and the state corrections officer is blocking the road. So you can see how this might deter people from trying to get to a prominent national historic site.
Can you move up a little so we can get to Grant's cottage, please?
After several minutes, he moves his car to allow other visitors to get to and from Grant's cottage and slowly inching his car along in front of us. Ironically, once there, we noticed a film crew apparently filming a movie on the grounds of the closed prison. On our way back down the...
Now, wait a minute. There was a film crew...
They had papers.
...shooting at the prison. And I thought that was an interesting little addition, that they just kind of snuck that little statement in the package.
Okay, so those people had permission.
Right.
And they didn't want the news people filming what was being filmed because intellectual property.
That's got to be it, Daryl.
Mountain, as we attempted to leave, Corrections Lieutenant Doran had called the state police, asked them to detain us, and demanded our video.
He's obviously leaving. I mean, can't leave with that film.
Can't leave with what?
Can't leave with the film of the jail.
Oh, that's okay, buddy. We don't have film. Film went out probably 2 decades ago. In fact, I don't know when news crews used film. it was probably a longer than two decades ago.
I don't. Would beta tape be considered film?
No, that's okay. Tape. Let's continue.
Member of the public, and I'm taking pictures of Grant's cottage, and there is the facility in right behind it. What are you doing?
We're aware that facility's in the background. Those photos will be confiscated.
Now, the man who identified himself as Lieutenant Doran said on several occasions if we didn't hand over the tape, he would have us arrested. After roughly an hour and calls between our newsroom leadership, state police, and the Department of Corrections, we were allowed to leave without surrendering the video we shot.
What happened to freedom of the press?
It's an illusion.
Hold on. You've got freedom of the press as long as you go through Albany.
You mean as long as you get proper approval?
You've got to go through Albany. Don't you remember in the copy of the U.S. Constitution that they gave you when you were a kid, there was the asterisk next to all of the freedoms that said you have freedom of this as long as you fill out all of the paperwork, most of which will be done in duplicate, sometimes triplicate.
No, if you have to ask permission, how is that freedom?
That's exactly right, Ellen. If you ask permission, you are no longer exercising a right. And if you have a right to be the press and you have a right to free speech, then in order to ask permission, you're abrogating your rights. You're complicit, essentially,
you're
in
like
abrogating
acknowledging
your rights.
That they have the power to tell you no.
That's right. And that's usually what they'll tell you. When you ask permission from the government for something, they'll usually tell you no, especially if they don't like you and they don't like your editorial viewpoint. So I have to say congratulations to the guy here at News Channel 13. I think he did a pretty good job. You know, for your average reporter confronted with an authoritarian sociopath who is attempting to force his way onto you and violate your rights, I think they did a pretty good job. They managed to get away from the situation without being arrested, and they got the video footage as well. Plus, you know, there was probably some wrangling involved here, and I don't know if you and I would have been treated in the same way. It's likely the cops were a little more careful with how they handle this, because at the window of the car, you hear in the very end of the footage the conversation with them about, we've got to take that film. And then the reporter sums up what was a longer period of time, and he says, well, over an hour through several phone calls, we were finally able to leave with the film intact. I don't know if average folks would have the same success level.
I don't know. But one thing that I find interesting, and Ian, you were there for both of these interactions at the Palmer Court when I went down to film two of your hearings down there, and I went through the processes that one needs to go through in Massachusetts to take a camera into court. The first time they made me sit in the car for an hour before they determined that I was media.
Right.
I sent a letter to their supervisor the next time they rolled out the red carpet and said, come on in!
All right, we'll come back with more here in a moment. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
Bring up whatever you'd like.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. All you have to do is drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. If you like Free Talk Live and you want more people to hear Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Your AMP dollars will be matched by some generous donators, and that matching pledge is going on for the next few months, so you can sign up and have your AMP dollars doubled over at amp.freetalklive.com. And even if, you know, even if we meet our goal, and we usually do every single month for the doubling, it still makes a big difference when you contribute, because your $5 a month helps me pay Daryl, and Daryl helps me a lot doing affiliate relations, calling radio stations, bringing new stations on board. We've been calling busily the last couple of days, all the Andy Dean affiliates out there, which is, you know, several dozen, I guess. He's leaving the airwaves in 2 weeks. There was another show, Jason Lewis, that just left the airwaves, or I think is leaving the airwaves at the end of this month.
He's got about another week. I've got some callbacks on Monday and Tuesday of stations that are waiting until the, you know, last minute to figure out what they're doing.
So that's what we're doing. I mean, that's what we do on a daily basis here, and your AMP dollars make that possible. It makes it possible to reach out to radio stations across the country and bring the ideas of freedom to the airwaves on both conservative and progressive talk radio stations, to bring these ideas to different people who were not expecting to hear them necessarily. And I think that's an important thing. It's an important role that Free Talk Live fills in a way that no other show out there in the Liberty community bills. So you can help us with that. The AMP program also goes to fund things like buying satellite time on international satellites so people around the world can hear us. We want to do more of that in the future by advertising online to through Google AdWords to bring new listeners to our website and tune into our live streams and podcasts. So there's a lot of different ways we can make that $5. Really, we can really put it to work in spreading the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too, like the AMP-only call-in lines. You get access to those. The AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our regular podcast does. And the brand-new-ish AMP-only Facebook group, which has been very, very popular, very useful. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can hook yourself up there with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking about this news crew in Albany, New York, who was threatened by an officious bureaucrat. And this isn't uncommon. Photographyisnotacrime.com is a website that catalogs instance after instance after instance of bureaucrats threatening photographers, in many cases for very similar things like this, for simply taking a picture or video footage of some sort of governmental installation, a jail or whatever. And it's actually, I've seen it happen with a jail on more than one occasion. Not in my personal life, not in New Hampshire. It's never been an issue for me here, but other people in other places have definitely been threatened by these bureaucrats. And as Ellen was pointing out, if you're asking permission, it is not a right. And if you want to have rights, you have to exercise them. And that means, to me at least, that means in the face of an authoritarian, sociopathic bureaucrat, in the face of their threats, to stand your ground. Or at the very least, to back down slowly. And I think that's what this guy in the video in Albany did. He did back away a little bit, but he at the same time asserted his rights. He let the officer know he was going to continue exercising his rights and that he was just going to do it somewhere else. I think that was a smart move on his part, and I hope that we'll see more people behave similarly when confronted by the police, because they're not stopping, obviously. There's plenty of, there's plenty of court decisions that make it clear that you have the right to record government bureaucrats in any place. In this case, he wasn't even recording government bureaucrats or in any public place. He was in public on a public mountaintop where this jail facility happened to be located, and he was recording. And there's no crime there.
Not even intentionally recording the jail facility, but one thing that he did, and it's something that I recommend to other people, because I know that some people say, you should never talk to a cop. I will tell people, talk to them enough to where you get out of the situation in the manner that you want to get out. So if by your explaining an action can prevent you from going to jail, then explain what is going on.
But do the officers have an expectation to tell you what they're accusing you of or what law you're breaking? Like, In this video, he basically just told them to leave. He didn't say why.
Yeah, and he never asked, and that's the failure on the part of the news photographer to not actually, or the journalist in this case, to not actually ask, well, what law are you citing, sir? What is the statute that claims you can arrest me for taking a picture of this jail facility? I'd like to know. Go ahead, look it up.
That would have been a wise move, because I don't know if he could have answered that.
Of course not. He's totally pulling this out of his butt. He is completely waving around his authoritarian penis, and that's really all this is.
Yeah, it seems like it was just out of spite. I don't know. He seemed too angry for the situation, and there's no reason for that. There's nothing that called for him speeding up behind this guy as if they were going to try and run off.
No way. Scary stuff.
These guys were trying to film our inmates.
How
Which
dangerous.
They didn't have, because the jail was closed. But even if the jail was open, you've got a jail in a public place. If you want privacy, even bureaucrats should know that you have to take effort. If you want your jail to be private, put it back on some sort of forested land where nobody can stand on a mountaintop or wherever and take pictures of it.
Right.
Well, maybe, they didn't have that option. They just, they're going to super enforce, people
it's
not
ridiculous.
Recording there unless they have papers.
It's an outrage. Nobody should be treated in the way that this guy was treated. But my real point on this is you've got to exercise your rights, whether it's recording video, whether it's speech, whether it's guns, weapons, whatever your favorite rights are, the ones that really turn you on, because not everybody's into packing heat, not everybody's into recording video, but whatever it is that you're into, you need to make a stand for it when threatened, because if you ask permission, if you go and you get a permit to protest, you don't have free speech. You've just begged permission to speak freely. You've begged permission to be allowed to say the things the government wants to allow you to say. If you are begging permission to carry a firearm, then you aren't exercising a right either in that particular case. Now, I don't blame somebody who goes and begs permission under the fear of the threat of violence. I don't blame somebody for that. I can understand self-preservation. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want to go to jail. That's why I don't blame this guy for backing down, you know, going down the mountain a little bit when the officers were getting threatening.
Right. And some people could say, Ian, that you have somehow begged for permission because you have registered free keen with the Supreme Court in New Hampshire to be able to film in the courts in New Hampshire, supposedly without the need to fill out a notice every time, but it seems like every new courthouse you go to, they tell you, no, you have to fill this out. It's procedure.
Yeah.
And then you always cite, but no, your rules say that procedure has been changed if I have this piece of paper and here's this piece of paper. No, but you still need to fill out this other one.
Yeah, that pretty much happens. You're talking about the media registration,
yes,
which New Hampshire offers, and the idea is it'll be a time saver because normally you go into a court and they want you to fill out a notice to let them know you're recording, even though you've already told them that you're going to record. They want it on paper, etc.
But how much of an oxymoron is that you have to, you know, fill out this registration to videotape anything?
Well, it's ridiculous. The media registration is voluntary.
Wait, media registration is voluntary?
Right. In New Hampshire.
Can't you just be independent media, not registered yes, anywhere, just walk into a courtroom and
you cannot film? Walk into a courtroom in New Hampshire and just record most of the time. It really ultimately depends on the judge and the security,
right,
so your mileage may vary. But typically, they will say something to you. The other day in court for Rich Paul's hearing, they were asking everybody with a camera if they were registered. They didn't ask them to prove they were registered, so it was just more of a formality than anything else. We'll come back with more here. Toll-free number is 855-453. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. Then, a man thrown off of a flight for tweeting. Maybe we'll have time for the Uber story as well. You can bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next at 855-453.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything in the remaining moments right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The us includes me, Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen is the host of ALP. She's one of the hosts of ALP. And it's kind of on hiatus at the moment as the hosts, you and Allie, are kind of hammering out some issues with life. You're getting a new place to live. You're moving.
Yeah, well, I mean, Allie kind of lives far away, and there's no studio equipment that we have access to right now. So I'm going to be moving this week as well. So hopefully after...
Somewhere else in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yes.
And hopefully after I get settled down, we can figure out what we're going to be recording with and get the site back up, because I noticed that
the site's down?
Nobody renewed it, so
we're
going to have to put
this
that back up. I know, it is terrible, but once I finish moving and I get settled in, I will take care of all this,
right,
because
so
I really miss recording
and
doing
show.
ALP. I loved it
show.
So much.
ALP, so I was going to give your website, but now there's no point.
Well, you can still look us up on Facebook.
Can you download the shows though, or were those being hosted on your website or hosted by a podcast host?
They were being hosted on our website and streamed on Ustream. So, we don't have
we'll
any
let you know.
Shows up. Yeah,
we'll
I mean,
let you know
we
when
will
ALP
keep
comes
you updated.
Back.
Ian, yeah. You might actually have the archives now.
Actually, I don't. I don't have any archives. If anything, I have one archive of ALP, and that would be it. I would have the most recent show. As the last show on the network would still be there.
Oh, right, because your thing automatically deletes after 30 days.
No. ALP was live on LRN.FM.
Oh, right.
So LRN.FM is my internet network that essentially is a live streaming network. The network does not provide archival services for the shows that
right,
are on.
Right, no, I thought that they had done a couple of shows after they were live,
but I had not picked
you
the
had
podcast.
Downloaded.
No, I had not picked up their podcast because I, you know, wanted to make sure it was going to keep going.
Okay,
it didn't. So
okay, I thought you had downloaded the last couple of episodes.
Mm-mm, no, so we'll keep you in the loop when ALP comes back. But fpp.cc is Daryl's project, and that is online.
Yes, that is online. As is fppradio.com, where you can find all of the archives for the various shows that I do.
And you do a few different things. There's Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. You do also a, which is a long form show.
Yes.
And then there's a short form, 5 minute long newscast that you do daily, 7 days a week.
Yes.
It's an awesome level of dedication.
173 consecutive days now,
almost
I believe.
Almost half a year. That's great. And you are also doing publishing of books and more stuff. Go check it out at fpp.cc as we go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you mentioned a fact or figure earlier about a third of the Americans during the American Revolution supporting Britain, and I tracked it down to a letter that John Adams wrote to James Lloyd in 1815, where he was talking about the sentiments of the American people, and he said something like, a third of the people are in favor of England and don't like France, a third of the people are more in favor of France, and a third are indifferent.
Yeah, well, people are always going to have different opinions on things. You can never hope for everybody to agree on anything. That much is for sure. I'm glad you did the footwork there. What else did you want to share tonight?
I thought it was interesting because, and by the way, Ellen, sorry to hear about your website. If there's anything I can do to help, I'd use a little work on websites. But,
you can buy the domain right now so that nobody else does.
Oh, wait, the domain's available?
Don't do that, please.
Yeah, no, he can hold it for you until you get around to doing it.
Wait, the domain expired?
That's what she just said.
Yeah, correct.
I thought maybe the hosting was hosted by WordPress.
Oh, I thought maybe the hosting was gone. So you're saying
no.
So wait, therefore then the WordPress site would still be up, right? Whatever, like alp.wordpress or
yes.
something?
Yes, I can still go back to the WordPress site and see all of our episodes there.
Well, where
but
is the WordPress? What's
that's
the
because I'm a user for this WordPress account, so I can see the archives, but nobody else
but
can.
But doesn't WordPress... I've never bought a WordPress site through WordPress.com. I run WordPress sites all over the place. I mean, Freekeen, LRN.fm, these are all WordPress-based sites. But that's like an install on our server of
right.
WordPress, whereas you're saying you got it from WordPress.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they normally give you like a subdomain like alpshow.wordpress.com?
Right,
yeah,
and she's saying that
right
she
now.
Can see that.
But the average person can't go there?
No, because they would have to log into my account to do that.
That doesn't make sense to me. Why? Would
I don't think so. I will check that right now.
What is the URL that... people can
HTTPS
we know that part
/alpshow.wordpress.com.
All right, Daryl's going to try that out. We'll see if the site's actually still online. This is a bad thing when you don't want to let a domain name expire ever, because a lot of times, Daryl,
the WordPress is forwarding to alpshow.com
and
that says the domain has expired.
So there may be a setting of some sort.
There is. I can help her with the tech stuff after
cool.
the show.
Cool. That's good. But
great,
I mean, just for people that, you know, a little bit of information, a little bit of basic info on web design, if you let a domain name expire, it's very risky because a lot of times there are companies who will sweep up expired domain names and they'll squat on them. So
yes.
We see this all the time with radio stations, Daryl. When we call these stations during the daytime to talk to these guys about Free Talk Live, frequently we'll go and check on their websites. And I can tell you there's been plenty of times where a radio station is, you know, maybe they fired their webmaster and nobody was there to do the renewal. And renewal time comes up because it's a yearly thing typically. You can buy more than a year at a time. But
yeah, all of my domains are set to expire at the minimum in 2017.
Yeah, mine are 2018 or something like that. I bought a 10-year chunk. But, you know, the average person, they don't want to spend a bunch of money on their website. They just want to buy 1 year, and then they'll buy another one the next year, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. There's just the one-year time limit was up.
Well, because a lot of times you'll go to a website, and it will have nothing whatsoever to do with the original site. It's like, you know, in Japanese, or there's weird stuff on it, and maybe even malware or dangerous, you know, viruses and things. So letting a domain name expire is a very bad idea, and I would recommend that you reacquire that domain name as quickly as you possibly can. Nathan, what else did you want to share?
Oh, well, I thought it was interesting that there was apparently some kind of myth you'll hear on the History Channel about how, like, a third of the people were British loyalists or something. It's true that a lot of loyalists did move to Canada after the war, but, I think the loyalist figure is probably more like 20, based on a study I found. It's I mean, if you think about it, people who were loyalist in 1776 probably weren't mostly taking up arms against the Continental Army, right? I mean, most of them probably just went along to get along.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you can expect from most people in general, which is why I think the Free State Project is such a great concept. We don't need to have, 100% of people agreeing with the ideas of liberty in order to be very successful here in New Hampshire with the idea of moving freedom-loving people all to the same, to a lot of them to the same place and getting active. We just need to have enough people to foment change to get the kind of the ball rolling, and then once the ideas of liberty are popular, they don't have to be popular by a majority or anything like that. Once they're popular enough, they'll become acceptable and accepted regularly, and people will just go along to get along, and they'll, say things like, oh, yeah, I was always a libertarian, even though they never did anything.
Right. This letter by John Adams, I would recommend people read if they can find it.
What's it called? I'm not sure
how I found it.
Is there a name?
It's just Letter to James Lloyd, 1815. I found it on old.libertyfund.org.
Thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-453. Ellen, you've got a story about a man thrown off a flight for a tweet or two.
Yes. This article I found was actually on independent.co.uk.
The UK Independent.
Yep.
So, fairly large paper.
Yeah.
Twitter has long been the go-to platform for customers to vent their fury at bad customer service, and usually a complaint on social media will lead to a swift apology, if nothing else.
Sure, we've seen it time and time again.
But for Minneapolis man Duff Watson, who says he and his two children were ejected from their flight for a tweet criticizing Southwest Airlines service, the father of two, who is an A-list member of the airline, tweeted his disappointment in the airline when his children, aged 9 and 6, were denied priority boarding alongside him for the flight from Denver to Washington. After a terse exchange with the gate agent, who would not let the children through with their priority boarders despite them apparently being able to board with their father on numerous occasions, Mr. Watson walked to the back of the queue line to board with his children. I tweeted something like, wow, rudest agent in Denver, Kimberly S., gate C39, not happy. Having made his complaint, Mr. Watson waited to board the plane with his children. The family found their seats and sat down, only to hear their names on the flight broadcast telling them to get off the plane. I did not know what was going on. I thought we left something or we were on the wrong flight.
Wow. And they saw it that quick?
Yeah, apparently so. He was kicked off the flight, but then after he deleted the tweet, he was let on, and it took probably half an hour for that to happen.
Unbelievable. I mean, just, I liked Southwest. I still do, because the rest of them are worse.
He says he'll never fly them again.
Well, the rest of them are worse. See you tomorrow night. We talk live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.